Okay, hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. Come join the NYC Conscious community for our 10th anniversary celebration. Annual World Peace Earth Day celebration presented by Planet Heart in association with We the World and Jody Sirota. There's going to be great people there. Big time, magnificent event run by our good and close friend, Andrew Kane. Saturday, April 22nd, 2017. 6:30 p.m. sharp to 10 p.m. Doors open 6 p.m. Church at St. Paul and St. Andrews, a wonderful place at 263 West 86th Street. And we are lucky today because we have our good friend from planetheart.org. And there's some information here, who to contact, and we'll have all this information on the website. Our good friend, Andrew Kane. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right, so
good news.
We have Hug of Planets, we have flowers, we have plants, we have Earth Day, and we have Andrew, and they all go together. And they've gone together for at least 10 years, and I think his entire life. So, Andrew, tell us what's happening here.
What's happening is that I have a vision, and I've had a vision for 10 years to bring people together on Earth Day spiritually and to bring our hearts together, to connect our heart to the heart of the mother, to have a spiritual, inspirational evening of talks and music. And it's something that's been dear to my heart for, this is now the 10th anniversary of doing this beautiful gathering that I've been putting together, grassroots with We the World, a nonprofit organization, we.net. They've been doing a lot of amazing things over these years, 20 years actually, that We the World has been around. And Good News Planet has been a big sponsor for the last 10 years. Also, we thank them. Thank you, Paul, for all of the support that you've been giving us and other organizations that have been supporting this vision of mine, which is really not my vision, it's our vision, it's a we vision, really. It's just bringing us together for peace and Earth Day. World peace is so dear to my heart, so I've been calling it the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. And this year we have a lot of great speakers and musicians. We have Myra Jackson, we've got Bethany and Rufus. Bethany Yarrow is the daughter of legendary folk singer Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary. We have Deborah Muldow, who's been also a big supporter for the past 10 years from the World Peace Prayer Society. Rick Ulfick from We the World. We also have Jody Sirota, who's been actually helping produce this year with me. She'll be doing some beautiful sound activations. And Olivia Kowski will be doing Shamanic Journey with us. So we also have Julian Michael. He's going to be doing numerology and talking about the year and what is to come in the earth with how numbers are an important factor in how everything fits in with the energies of the planet. And we also have great musicians. We have Diana Feldman, we have Evan Worldwind, and Kevin Nathaniel, who's going to be doing beautiful world music, and I'm going to be sharing a poem. So it's going to be a beautiful, inspirational evening, and we hope that you all join us.
Fantastic, Andrew. You know, we're going to make this shorter. This way we can go 1, 2, 3. People can hear and they get the gist and the whole concept of what you've been doing and why you've been doing what you've been doing. So what is the website here,
Andrew? The website is www, which is always the W's, right? Three W's. www.planetheart.org is the website, Planet Heart, H-E-A-R-T. And you know what's interesting? If you take planet Earth, the letter planet Earth, the word Earth, take the last letter of Earth and bring it to the beginning of the word, it spells heart. This is planet Heart. It might be planet Earth, but it's planet Heart. All of our heartbeats beating as one. So unity, consciousness, and oneness has been a real dear part of my consciousness on this spiritual journey that I've been on for 20 years. So, you know, the logo that I've gotten for Planet Heart. Planet Heart is, by the way, the name of the organization, which is a project under We the World. Planet Heart is the name of the company that I've been putting together for this event. And the logo is one... What is it? One race, one heart. No, it's one planet, one race, one heart. I should know it, right?
Andrew, you can't know everything all the time.
One race, one heart, we are all one. So, I mean, that's been the slogan for 20 years of my spiritual journey of oneness. And it's really important for us to be realizing that we're connected to the planet, to the stars, to the dirt, to the animals and
Hugga Planet Kingdom. Robert Ferencia.
And you know, we're really one, you know, and it's sometimes it's hard to get that when we're dealing with our own lives, but you know, we're all dealing with stuff, we all have issues, we all have things that we're working on in our personal lives. But what really is the factor here is when we come together in spirit, we get to really connect with our spirit, and it let goes of our religion, race, you know, ethnic, you know, sexuality or whatever it is. We let go of that when we come together in a community like the one I bring together every year, for our hearts. You know, it's just like when we hear music, we feel this spirit inside us that makes us feel inspired to, you know, connect. And so, you know, music is very, very important, and that's why I've always incorporated music. Sometimes I've incorporated sound healing because I think music is the gateway to our heart, opening to connect to our higher self, the higher divine being of who we are, in essence of oneness and unity and sustainability. Saving this planet is we
good
need
news.
To do that. Good news. Yeah, climate change is really happening. You know, 60 degrees to 30 degrees. This weather has been, you know, all over the world. It's been, you know, showing us that we really need to make a lot of changes now. And I just noticed a couple of days ago that there's a trailer for a sequel to An Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore. It was very moving. It actually brought a tear to my eye just watching that trailer. Very shocking. So.
All right. Andrew, I appreciate all the good things you do. Last two quick questions. What's good news for you? Andrew Kane.
Good news is when we connect and don't do things alone. Good news is about sharing our hearts with others and accepting everybody as who they are, and knowing that we are not separate, that we are one.
Beautiful. Last question, and it's a good one for you. For Andrew Kane, what does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me is that peace is love. I believe that peace is love, and mimique, and not just romantic love. I'm talking about unconditional love. Peace, when we have peace inside, that is when we can heal the world. When we have peace inside, that is when we heal the world.
Love you. Andrew, thanks so much. Thank you.